Thanks for having me.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant, and we're fresh off our trip to Indianapolis for the NFL Scouting Combine, and we're back to bringing you more NFL prospect interviews as these young men prepare for their pro days, private workouts, and all the things that come with being a NFL draft prospect. And with that said, we're heading out to Arizona State, the Sun Devils standout defensive back, DeShavon Hayes. DeShavon, we appreciate you stopping by the show. We know you're a busy young man, but can you believe your time? Spring ball's coming up, and while your teammates are getting ready for practice, you'll be getting ready for pro days and private workouts with NFL teams?
Yeah, that's definitely exciting for me, you know, being at the season. It seemed like the season ended very quick for me. So, you know, I've just been training and just focusing and just preparing for this moment, you know, as a kid, you know, this opportunity and moment of everybody who's let a game been waiting for. So, right now I'm just still training, just excited about this moment.
Definitely. And I'm curious, I mean, I know you play junior ball and you're a fantastic running back. I'm curious, I mean, you know, how did you kind of make that switch? I mean, kind of take us into the, you know, what it was like at the JUCO level and then kind of how you ended up playing, you know, at Arizona State.
You know, the JUCO level, man, it was tremendous. I came in from JUCO, you know, I was the number two JUCO running back in the nation. When I took my visit, you know, Arizona State was one of the best offense that stood out to me, being that they're spread offense. And at the time, they was coming up a lot during that time. And, first year, you know, I was a play running back, you know, started at the slot receiver. You know, and I didn't really put up the numbers that I wanted to, that I set my goals for. Coach asked me, he said, "Look, man, defense is where it's at in the league. That's where you're going to make your money at." And he told me that, you know, I was like, man, whatever. You know, I didn't really put in the hard work. You know, I didn't really just, I didn't take it all in like I should. And then I'm like, all right, I'm just fall camp comes, I'm just going to take it all in. And that's what I did. You know, I took it all in, took all the coaching in, and just got right with it. You know, first game of the season, you know, I stepped up and just try to make plays the whole season.
Definitely. And you've definitely made some plays, and obviously you're on the right track. And like I said, I can't wait till we kind of dive into what you bring to the table, because it's an exciting time to kind of get you on and find out what behind-the-scenes thing you bring to this NFL level. But once again, DeShavon Hayes, Arizona State DB, here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft with this young man. So, I mean, let's go back. I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, I mean, were you that gifted athletic kid that basically every time you touched the football, you were basically putting it, you know, in for 6 points?
Yeah, that was my goal, you know. And then I always try my best to score like 5-6 touchdowns a game. growing up, you know, in Pop Warner and Pee Wee's, my uncle and my dad used to be like, "Oh, if you score this many touchdowns, I'll buy you the new Jordans that's coming out." So I'm like, "Oh, I got to score like 5-6 touchdowns." So it just took off from there. But, you know, as a kid, you don't realize how good you are into that sport until you really get older. You know, and that's when you start to realize it. And that's when I started to realize it. From my senior year, first year of JUCO, I'm like, okay, I must be really good. And when I got that first offer, I'm like, okay, all right, yeah, I see where this is going to take me. So
definitely. And obviously, you know, playing in the Pac-12, I mean, one of the top conferences in all the league, and you've seen some of the best quarterbacks out there, especially playing on the West Coast. So, I mean, you've definitely earned your money and your keep manning that DB position. For you, I mean, let's kind of break it down. I mean, you're in the film room, you're with some scouts, they're breaking down tape. What do you think they're going to love about what you bring to the position?
My versatility, you know, like I said, you know, I'm not the biggest cornerback, you know, I'm not the biggest cornerback, but the versatility that I bring, man, I'm probably one of the fastest cornerbacks in this draft class, you know, definitely one of the fastest, right, most versatile corners in the draft class. Ben, I can play corner, you know, I can play man zone, I can play your field, boundary, and nickel position. And I think teams definitely love the fact that I'm a kid who came to college as the number two JUCO running back in the nation and can play kick return and punt return as well. So I just bring so much to the table, you know, and I feel like any team that drafts me or signs me, you know, I can help this team so in so many ways.
Nice. Now I don't want to be a sucker because I've been doing this a long time, but talking to the people who know you best, they say that you're going to put up some eye-popping pro day numbers. Is that fair to say? Because I've been I go down this road sometimes, I get excited, and then I'll call you after pro day. I'll be like, Deshavon, how did you run a 4.68? That ain't going to happen, is it?
No, that's definitely not going to happen. I'm definitely going to put up some tremendous numbers. You know, seeing John Ross run that 4.24 is definitely going to challenge me a lot. Like, man, I got something I got to run with, compete with. So it's definitely going to challenge me a lot come pro day.
Nice. And for you folks out there listening, you know, I've heard that this, you know, Deshavon, it is, you know, it is not out of the question for him to run in the 4.2s. 4.3 is a realistic number that this kid puts down. So, like I said, we're talking to a guy who definitely has the athletic ability and is going to be able to kind of really showcase those again when pro day rolls around. For you, when you watch John Ross at the combine, I mean, and you know how fast that gifted speed is, I mean, what do you think to yourself when you're watching him do it?
When I watch him run, I'm like, I can do it. I'm gonna run a 4.2. You know, I've been telling people since the beginning of the season. I said, I'm gonna run like a 4.29 come pro day. I'm gonna run a 4.29 for sure. But you know, that's what I've been telling people. You know, the lowest I ran so far was a 4.31. I ran that last week. Clock was clocked at a 4.31. So I'm definitely shooting for that 4.2, and I think I can pull it off pro day.
Excellent stuff. And when is pro day for you? Because I know, like, I know next week I'll be at YSU, and then, you know, I'm on the East Coast, so I'll be starting to do a lot of the, you know, MAC stuff. But when's your pro day start?
Yeah. My pro day is March 16th.
Oh, that's perfect, man. So next week. And I ain't going to lie, Deshavon, a lot of kids that come on the show, when they say their pro day's like March the 4th, I kind of cringe because I'm like, man, that just seems so far away. So you got basically one more week. And you kind of let it loose. So I'm sure you got to be excited. We talked about your versatility. We've already, I think, you know, expressed and let these people know out there that you are definitely an athletic, fast DB. Is there anything that goes unnoticed? And I say this because, you know, scouts do tune in. We do pass it along to them. I mean, are you great? Are you a film junkie? Are you a leader on the team? Are you a workout warrior? I mean, what are some of the qualities that they're not necessarily just going to be able to see on tape that makes you a guy that they should put on the 53-man roster?
You know, I'm definitely a leader on the team. And this is my first transfer corner. You know, watching film was one of the biggest things I had to do. I had to watch it. And that helped me out a lot, you know, just staying up late at night, just watching film, just spending hours on my iPad watching film, just studying the receiver, saying everything he do, what releases he likes the most, and just everything like that. So my film studies is pretty good, and I think that's what a lot of teams are going to notice about me.
Nice. And I'm curious, sometimes this happens, sometimes it doesn't, but do you recall a week where you spent, you know, you're on the iPad, you're watching film, Saturday rolls around, the offense is about to make a play, and you prevent them by making a play yourself?
Yeah, actually, it was UCLA game. You know, I've seen the route a million times. You know, outside receiver stemmed his route. Outside receiver stemmed his route. He faked in, and he broke on the out route. And I watched that. I've seen that formation a lot of times on film. I watched it a lot of times. Stemmed his route. I knew it was coming, you know. He thought I was in the man. I ended up being in his zone. So when he stemmed his run and came to him, I ended up playing catch technique and caught him and actually beat him to the route and picked the ball up. Take it all the way down to like 3 yards.
Oh, man. Oh, so close. That's awesome stuff, man. Once again, Deshavon Hayes, the Arizona State DB, former number 2 running back at the JUGO level, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you guys always know it's free and available at your leisure at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. Then we'll always be featuring his bio at collegetopro.com. Do you get comparisons to anyone, or is there anyone out there that you kind of say, hey, you know, the way I play, I think I kind of resemble what this guy is in the NFL?
You know, I like Joe Hayden a lot. I like Joe Hayden game a lot. The season he had wasn't all that season, but that's a corner I liked a lot. You know, he's not the biggest corner in the NFL, but he's definitely a good corner. And, I forgot the other little corner name. Man, he played Canadian League and came straight to NFL and just did his thing.
Here's with the Miami Dolphins. And I'm curious, Brett Grimes?
Brent Grimes. I love Brent Grimes' game, man. He's a warrior. He's definitely a dog on that field. He's by far.
Brett Grimes
he's by far one of the
funniest. Yeah, Grimes is. He's. He gets nasty out there. You know, I got so many guys that come on the show. You know, probably because one of my favorite players of all time is Darryl Green. And by no stretch of the imagination was he a big guy, but he was 5'8", and he was one of the fastest guys out there. And I remember him watching him go up against Michael Irvin, who was like six times bigger. But you know what? He did it, and you know, like I said, he got the job done. So I always have a special place for any smaller DB, like I said. And obviously, you fit that mold perfectly in terms of, you know, your size and your speed. What do you think your height and weight's going to be when you ride for the 16th in your pro day?
I think my height is going to be 5'10", and some change, almost 5'11". Weight should be like 189.
Oh, that's perfect, man. Yeah. Man, you can't beat that, man. Like I said, and obviously that versatility is going to shine. And like I said, I'm excited. I'm excited to find out some of those numbers as they kind of, you know, find their way, you know, out, off of those NFL scouts, you know, notepads and into, you know, the Twitter internet world that we've become familiar to see these numbers posted at. For you, I mean, you know, for all the Sun Devil fans out there, I mean, what are you going to miss most about, you know, arriving on a Saturday and kind of playing in front of those folks?
Just the atmosphere that ASU fans bring, you know. That was one of the best atmospheres I ever played in. When you walk up, when you run out that tunnel, it's different at Arizona State. It's very different, you know. Them fans is crazy, and they love y'all. Then just the support from the whole community was tremendous out there. So that's one thing I'm gonna miss.
Oh, definitely, and I'm sure they're gonna miss seeing you do your thing. We're almost out of time, and these shows go so fast. I could probably nag and pick your brain for another an hour, but you'd probably get tired of it. But with that said, we always like to end the show on a lighter note with some off the wall stuff. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah.
All right. Now, Saturday rolls around. Any game day superstition?
Game day superstition. You know, I always have my headphones in. Got my headphones in, and I'm always eating some fruit snacks. You know, I love the fruit snacks. Keep the fruit snacks with me on every game day.
Nice. You're going to have your agent make sure you get you a deal for some fruit snacks when you make it, man.
Yeah, got to keep my fruit snacks.
I love it. And this particular question, I think you guys enjoy answering the most. Female celebrities. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to ask to join you for dinner?
Rihanna. I'm taking Rihanna out for sure.
Her name comes up quite a bit, just so you know. The only other lady who hears her name more called on this show is Beyonce. But there is nobody
Beyonce.
Else besides Beyonce. Beyonce's one. Rihanna's always two. She's all, and actually, the year before Rihanna, we tally the names up. But I think 2 years ago, Rihanna actually won. She kind of won the title of, you know, the most votes by, you know, the guys that we had on the show. So Lauren London, Megan Good, they're always kind of a third, fourth place finish. But Beyonce's usually, you know, he's used to be strong, you know. So,
yeah.
Like I said, we've heard them all. I got my first Tory Bricks last week, dude. I ain't going to lie. I didn't know who Tory Bricks was. He said, Tory Bricks. I go, dude, I gotta go look up Tory Bricks.
Yeah.
So
I am
very in tune with beautiful ladies, yeah. So I immediately it was at the Combine. So we were actually talking to each other face-to-face. And when we got done, I got on my phone, and we obviously Googled Tory Bricks and find out, you know, how beautiful she was. And the last question for you today, my man, we've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He paints and put the themes on the cleats and spikes. If you could have any sprayed paint job on your particular shoes, what would you want on those?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. That's a tough one because, you know, I got so many ideas in my head. That's a tough one. I think it'll be different every game. It depends on just how I'm feeling. Depends on how I'm feeling at the time. But that's a tough one. I can't answer that one. It'd be very tough.
Wow, I like that. I tell you what, that out of all the questions we ask, that's a neat one too, man. Like, yeah, you just kind of might want a different pair. Depends how you're feeling. I like that, man.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I hope you're feeling awesome on March 16th. I hope you knock this thing out of the ballpark. I hope you're chasing John Ross as you're doing your own 40, man, and you blow that thing up, because any DB that puts up the time that you are is definitely going to get noticed and get themselves in the camp. But with that said, man, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Thank you. Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is DeShavon Hayes, the Arizona State standout DB. And prior to him coming on, I really wasn't familiar with the running back from the JUCO level thing, but that just kind of shows the versatility in this kid. And I think it speaks volumes to his football IQ. And then I said, when you wrap that all up, when you find out how athletic this kid is, and like I said, I've been hearing some really fantastic things about what this kid's going to do at Pro Day, and that's a time to shine. That's the time to knock this thing out of the ballpark, and there's going to be plenty of scouts, probably all 32 teams in attendance when the Sun Devils get this thing going, and one of the kids you're definitely going to want to watch on the 16th as the internet starts to blow up with Pro Day numbers is our guest today, DeShavon Hayes. And if you want more of him, iTunes, Block Talk Radio, always here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.